It's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.
Joining us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion today, we have Dr. Nkosi Kolele Nyembezi. He's a policy analyst, mediator, and a researcher at Election Monitoring Network. Doc, thank you for your time. Supposedly, this is going to be the most hotly contested election in South Africa since 1994. Is that your reading of things as well?
Yes, it is, in an exciting way, because we see an increase in the number of political parties contesting these elections, both at national and provincial election level. It also makes it a tenfold election, because there are 9 provinces and there's 1 national. And it looks like in each of the provinces, we're going to see an outcome that shows the profile of that province. On the other hand, we see an interesting picture in the sense that there is a new demographic of first-time and young voters. The young, the Generation Z segment of voters, and they are likely to vote in a different way than we have seen before in the early years of our democracy. All of that makes it an interesting and hotly contested election.
You've mentioned all the new parties. There are many of them. What sort of impact are they going to have? Will they draw a significant number of voters to their colours?
It's not clear at the moment, but what one hopes for is that they can draw from across the spectrum of the electorate. One thing concerning that we have noticed in the previous 10 years or so is a decrease in the number of eligible voters who take part in the election. There's a lot of apathy. There's a lot of exclusion in the participation in politics, in economics, and other levels of the society. So we hope that the different parties are going to activate and encourage all sorts of voters to say, at least I have someone I can identify with, and the total or the general and cumulative benefit of all of that, it should be an increase in the voter turnout, which gives legitimacy to our democracy.
Dr. Nyembezi, what does your research show will be the most hotly contested areas or provinces in this election? Can you share with us?
It's throughout the country, because we've seen in cross-border municipalities, people have a different feel in terms of how the national government is treating them. It's different racial groups. Some people, like the colors, they feel that they've been excluded and they've mobilized. It's the Afrikaners on the other side, because there is also the issue of racial segregation. It looks like the salad of political parties we have, it attracts all sorts of voters. Also because at a provincial level, we see political parties who are just contesting at a provincial level and not at a national level, and they are likely to attract the kind of voter that may actually make the composition of a provincial legislature to be unique and compared to others. So hopefully we just hope that everyone can be able to participate, particularly also because there's a use of technology now to communicate, for people to check their names in the voter's roll and with the voting stations they're supposed to vote in, which all should facilitate voter participation.
What does your research show of the major issues that are concerning voters? The surveys I've looked at, for example, seem to highlight crime, the economy, unemployment as being 3 of the pillars.
Yes, there's a wide range. Poverty, unemployment and inequality, they count a lot. We now see that there are municipalities where there's high food insecurity. We've just seen the official statistics with the release on the 23rd of May of the SA General Household Survey that shows us that a lot of households, they go to bed without food, and a lot of people, they rely on social grants, all of that making a precarious situation, particularly because after the COVID-19 pandemic, the economy has not recovered as fast as some would have loved to see. So households, they've lost an income, where perhaps there were 2 individuals working, there's now 1, and that one is working part-time. So the economy is just not good at a household and at a national level. Crime, safety and security is a big issue. We see all these social ills, especially in terms of substance abuse, in terms of the mafias, organized crime. And even in the election campaigns, there is no party that can capitalize to have done something good to dent the issue of crime. We saw in the Western Cape that the DA is being criticized for having invited the army into the Cape Flats at a time when there was a lawlessness. And the people there are saying, we are suffering, why do you resort to a more violent armed approach in solving crime instead of deploying more social workers and taking a social aspect of their response? So all I'm saying is that in the election campaigns, we've seen that there's no one size fits all, and different communities are affected differently, and they are likely to respond differently to the election promises.
There's been a lot of talk about the possibility of coalitions post-election. What does your research show? Are we looking at coalitions at a provincial, national level, or has that been overstated?
Yes, we are, because the ANC is likely to receive less than 50% of the vote, and therefore, with the number of the voters that are there, we're likely to see that we end up with coalitions. But how those coalitions shape up in each of the provinces is something very interesting to look at. In the sense that, as I have said, there are different role players in each of the provinces. So it doesn't look like there could be one umbrella set up to say, let this party has a coalition with this party, and therefore that will apply in all the provinces. Of course, part of it will be influenced by the outcome of the elections, which party gets how many seats, and therefore what influence it comes with around the table. But to the extent that it will have been the decision of the electorate, it has to work. If the electorate decides that we are tired of party dominance by one or two parties, therefore we need more parties, it just has to work.
You mentioned a little earlier the danger of voter apathy. How great is this danger? It seems to be that most voter apathy is amongst the younger generation. If they lose faith in the system, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Yes, we are in trouble. This is the future of our country, but it just doesn't lie on the election and participation only. The apathy and exclusion is in different aspects of our daily lives, be it employment, be it education, and many other areas. That's why you also saw the service delivery protests, the proliferation of those. It's just that a lot of people in South Africa are excluded from actively participating in the daily activities. And this now extends to young people when it comes to voting. We know that COVID has upset the social composition of the households. We used to see in places like the Eastern Cape where the grannies are living with the grandchildren. Because their parents in the middle, they are in the big cities to look for greener opportunities and employment. But now because of COVID, those elder people have died, and a lot of people or young people are now child-headed households. What usually happens in the elections, especially with young voters, they get the information and they base their decision on who to vote for, having been informed by the elder members of the household. And today, in the absence of those elder generations in the households where COVID and other mortality issues have had an impact, those young people do not have that encouragement and source of information as how to vote and whether they should vote or not. So that is going to have an impact, especially because on social media and where a lot of young people get their information from, there is a lot of misinformation and fake news, all of which discourage people from voting. So we will see what the impact is, but it looks like we still have to go a long way to get young people to go and vote.
To close off with, any words from your side to the electorate prior to the general election on May 29?
These are unique elections. They coincide with the 30th anniversary of our democracy. We must all go and vote. There are lots of these political parties on the ballot paper, and if you are confused, that's because they share names, they share similar promises. You still have a time to decide even on the election day, and we encourage voters to go and vote early. Don't wait until after dark. You must exercise that right early in the day so that the outcome of that election can take us forward for the next 30 years.
On that note, we leave the Daily Dispatch in discussion today. Thank you for your time. Dr. Nkosi Kulule Nyembezi, policy analyst, mediator, researcher at the Election Monitoring Network. Thank you, sir.
Until next time, thank you very much.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.